Good evening. Can you give your short introduction and where are you from and which organization you represent?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, this is Shamika Mone. I represent 2.5 organic farming families in INOFO, that is Intercontinental Network of Organic Farmers Organization. It is a sector platform within iFarm Organics International. And I'm also a farmer myself.
Thank you. So my next question is, how your organization is working towards protection and promotion of agrobiodiversity?
Yes. So as I said, we are organic farmers organizations and we are in 72 countries. So as organic farmers on our farms, we are producing food with organic practices, not buying anything from outside, and also not using any chemical pesticides or chemical fertilizers and GM crops. So in these, by not using chemical pesticides and fertilizers, we actually conserve a lot of biodiversity, not only in terms of plants, but in terms of animals, diversity, the microorganism diversity, and a lot of other aspects of biodiversity like the birds and the reptiles.
Thank you. So my next question is, what are your expectations of this conference?
Yes. It's been a great first day of the Agrobiodiversity Conference here, and a lot of new learnings. That basically there are so many initiatives who are trying to collaborate with each other and see that how organic farmers, I mean not only organic farmers, but all the farm facility, forest facility organizations, how they are conserving biodiversity on as a community level in Nepal, but also learning from each other from the different continents like Africa, Latin America. So it has been a great learning to network, learning, and to contribute.
Thank you. So my last question, in your opinion, what are the key strategic pillars to develop in the promotion and protection of agrobiodiversity based on your organizational objectives or mandates?
Yes, thank you. So I think there are a lot of policies that have been made for conserving biodiversity, but there are hardly any initiatives where these complex dynamics at the UN level, all the platforms like the Convention of Biodiversity and all the different timelines and different strategies that were developed over the years at the United Nations, how to make it simplified in a very simple language for the organic farmers and the farmers in general to understand, because they have been conserving biodiversity on their farm, but they don't understand the global dynamics. So that is one that I expect from our organization. And another important thing is about the policies. We are talking about biodiversity conservation policies, but we are not talking about how to reduce and give reduction in the subsidies that are being given to chemical fertilizers and pesticides. So if we want to conserve biodiversity, one has to reduce the chemicals which reduce the biodiversity. One cannot have a healthy life by also eating junk food, so and detoxify later on. So it's basically to, if we want to go in one direction, the vision should be clear. And we should not have steps on both the foot, which will definitely sink us and not achieve our SDGs.
Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Thank you. Sorry, one second.